Picks, 4 dead as Cyprus suffers worst wildfire since founding. By Breitbart London on July 5, 2021. AFP, Cyprus said a deadly forest fire that was the worst to hit the island in decades was close to being brought under control Sunday after water bombing by Greek and Israeli aircraft. Fanned by strong winds, the fire broke out Saturday afternoon and swept through the southern foothills of the Troodos mountain range as the country grappled with a blistering heatwave. The fire, described by the Forestry Department as the worst since the Republic of Cyprus establishment in 1960, killed 4 Egyptian laborers, destroyed 50 homes, damaged power lines and forced the evacuation of 10 villages. "Everything was a nightmare and pure hell here. The village was surrounded by fire," said Akis Georgia, 45, from the hamlet of Arakapas. By late Sunday afternoon, the government reported a reduction of fire outbreaks thanks to effective water drops by Greek and Israeli aircraft. The Egyptian government said the 4 dead were farm workers from the North African country, while Nicosia vowed in a tweet to stand by the victims' families, offering every support. "It is a tragedy," President Nikos Anastasiades said on Twitter, describing it as the largest fire since 1974, the year when the island was divided after Turkey occupied its northern third. The blaze destroyed 55 square kilometers, 21 square miles, of forest and farmland, according to the Forestry Department. Thick gnarled trunks of ancient olive trees, emblematic of the holiday island, were reduced to smoldering stumps. Interior Minister Nikos Nouris said the 4 Egyptians' charred bodies were found outside the village of Otis in Larnaca district. Their burnt-out vehicle was found at the bottom of a ravine in the 4 bodies some 600 meters, yards, away. A policeman at the scene told AFP that they appeared to have fled the vehicle on foot but run in the direction of the wind-fanned flames, in a doomed attempt to escape. Aerial firefighting. In areas where the fire had been tamed, gray ash replaced yellowed scrub as far as the eye could see. A 67-year-old farmer was arrested and remanded in custody on suspicion of causing the blaze, a charge he denied. Police said an eyewitness had seen him leaving the village of Arakapas in his car at the same time the fire started there. He could face charges of recklessly causing the 4 deaths. Anastasiades visited a crisis management center in the village of Vivatsinia, a few kilometers, miles, east of the blaze, on Sunday morning, the CNA news agency reported. The Greek Cypriot leader said the blaze had appeared largely contained but could resurge. Firefighters were seen along the road leading to Vivatsinia and several helicopters hovered above the fire as thick gray smoke obscured the sky. An AFP correspondent in Ora village reported seeing several burned-out homes. Janis Linarsik, European Commissioner for Crisis Management, said on Saturday its aerial firefighting capacity had been mobilized, with Italy and Greece sending planes to help. Israel deployed a C-130 Hercules and 2 air tractor firefighting aircraft. Homes deemed safe. Britain, which has military bases on Cyprus, deployed 2 search and rescue helicopters. A government spokeswoman said later that the situation was close to being brought under control. Teams would be deployed immediately to start evaluating and registering damaged homes and property for compensation, she added. "We hope that as winds die down and temperatures fall in the evening, the situation will be better, and hopefully by Monday morning, the fire will be under control," Forestry Department Chief Charalambos Alexandra said, quoted by CNA. Cyprus has experienced extended heat waves and periods of drought in recent years. In the past few days, the temperature has topped 40 degrees Celsius, 104 degrees Fahrenheit, inland, and there has been very little rain since mid-April. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.